This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Read the dua of istikhara. Istikhara, the dua is, oh Allah, I ask you. Now listen to this carefully. It's, I ask you, Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmika wa astakdiruka bi'qudratika. وأستقدرك بقدرتك وأسألك من فضلك العظيم فإنك تعلم ولا أعلم. Oh Allah, I ask you because you know and I don't know. Meaning you know the consequences of things. You know what's going to happen in 5 years or 10 years or 20 years or 30 years and 50 years. You know essentially everything and I know nothing. I really have no idea. I can only see what's happening right now, just about. And I ask you from your qudra, from your omnipotence, from your power, because I have no power. Because I have no real power to really do things, and I am in this state of helplessness. And I ask you from your great and mighty grace, min fadlika al-azim, because you know and I don't know. I ask you istakhiruk. It means I ask you for the best. I ask you for the khair. I ask you for the most excellent thing. And that's what it is. Istikhara comes from the word khair. Khair means good and excellence, right? Virtue. Istikhara, it essentially means to ask for this goodness. Because we don't really know in what is goodness, whether to do the business or not, to marry this person or not. So then we say, O Allah, in kana hadha al-amru khayrun li fi dini wa ma'ashi wa aqibati amri. It's such a comprehensive dua, subhanAllah. If this matter that I'm contemplating or that I'm so emotionally attached to, if it is good for me, if it is good for me, for my, if it's khayrun fi dini, for my deen, right? If it's good for my deen, wa ma'ashi, and it's good for my livelihood and my life in this world, right? Ma'ashi, wa aqibati amri, and it's also good for the consequence of my affairs, meaning the last thing that's going to happen to me or the life hereafter. So essentially for my future. Now that is so comprehensive, because we're not only asking is it good for my deen, but we're also asking is it good for my deen and my dunya. It's good for my life in this world, and it's also good for my deen, and it's also good for my akhirah. It's such a comprehensive dua. So if this thing, this activity, this proposal is good for me for this world and the hereafter, and for my deen and dunya, then give it to me. For it says, خير لي من ديني ومعاشي وعاقبتي أمري فقدره لي ويسره لي وبارك لي فيه. Then ordain it for me. فقدره لي. Then ordain it for me. And then make it easy for me, facilitate it for me. So it's not that it's ordained for me, you will get it, but you will get it after a lot of hardship. No, give it to me, ordain it to me, and make it easy for me. All right, now look how comprehensive the Prophet ﷺ's words are. Give it to me, make it easy for me to get it. Right, now sometimes a thing you could get, it could be easy for you to get it, but it's going to be bad for you. So then it says, وَبَارِكْ لِي فِيهِ, and give me barakah in it, bless me in it. So if it's good for me, then don't just give it to me, but give it to me, make it easy for me, and even bless me in it, so that I'm happy with it and it's good for every aspect. وَإِنْ كَانَ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ شَرٌّ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي, and if this matter is evil for me, bad for me, negative for me, harmful for me, in terms of my deen, my livelihood, and the consequence of my affairs, which means my hereafter and the rest of my life and my hereafter, then turn me away from it. Right? شَرٌ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي وَعَاكِبِ الْأَمْرِ فَصْرِفْهُ عَنِّي. Firstly, فَصْرِفْهُ عَنِّي. Then take it away from me. وَصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ. Now sometimes, we're in a state where we really want something because we got emotional attachment, but it's not forthcoming, it's not coming to us. So, we're saying, take it away from me. Well, it's already out, right? Maybe we can't get it. The problem is that we're still attached to it. We're attached to something we can't get. So, fasrifni wasrifni anhu, take it away from me and then take me away from it. Turn me away from it as well. This is the part that I want to focus on. This is the part which will detach you from your emotional attachment. This is really powerful, because you're saying, if this is bad for me and my emotional attachment is all in vain and is bad for me, then take it away from me and now take me away from it as well. So it's not that, okay, I can't get it because it's bad for me, but I also now don't want it. And I've realized that it's not good for me. And I'm not going to get it, and I'm not going to pursue it anymore. And I'm out of my emotional attachment, I'm out of my depression. That is so powerful. And then, it's not finished. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the best in mind for all of us. So then he says, وَقْدِرْ لِيَ حَيْثُ كَانْ ثُمَّ أَرْضِنِي بِهِ. And decree for me, ordain for me the best replacement, essentially, wherever it is. So if it wasn't that guy we were after, right? If it wasn't that boy, that man that you wanted to get married to, but he's not agreeing to it, right? He's not agreeing to it. And now you've asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove it from you and remove you and turn you away from it as well. Well, obviously, you want to get married to somebody that's nice. So you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's part of the same dua. You say, and ordain for me the best wherever it is. Because I might not know where it is. I might have overlooked this point before. But give me the best wherever it is. And then ardhini bih. And then make me satisfied and pleased with it as well.